Welcome back to Fair Hope Hospice Presents, and I'm Mark, not your normal host. He's Rick, not your normal guest.
So, and this is not your normal show.
This is, we're turning the tables. Denise is on assignment today. She's working, I think on the day we recorded, it's 70-some degrees.
Yeah, I think she's working somewhere.
I think she's working somewhere. But if not, Denise, Denise works, I mean, she's, her job is never ending, so... it's good that if she can take a little time off.
Absolutely. And yeah, and when you run a business 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you might be able to relate to that. You know, something goes wrong, you got to respond to it. So yeah, we're doing okay. We were talking about the veterans on the first half. So I guess you want to ask me any questions, Mark?
I think that's good for veterans. I mean, I kind of want to get into the holiday events a little bit now. I know that you're COVID changes things, but I want to talk a little bit about the Tree of Remembrance, which is coming up. And it's a tradition here at Fair Hope at the Pickering House. And I know that we're not going to let COVID deter that, right?
Absolutely. We'll see what we can do. And in this situation, normally the Tree of Remembrance, it is a certain... usually early in December, it's in the evening right at sunset. The Christmas tree is lit in the lobby of the Pickering House. And people, if they want, can buy an ornament, and the money goes into our fund. It's a fundraising event. And the ornament will be hung on the tree. And we will have a short presentation, a speaker, usually somebody who's had a family member on service, and some Christmas carols, and it's a done. It's a wonderful event, but we cannot have the people in, obviously.
Right, right. We're going to have to virtualize some of that.
Yeah, so we'll have it. We're working out the details. It'll be on the computer, one way or the other, the internet, and we will show the Tree of Remembrance, and people are still able to buy ornaments and have them placed on the tree. They're still able to, if they want to send in a testimony or a comment or anything else, more than welcome to.
Let's talk a little bit about... something that I know, and we always kind of reflect back towards the end of the year, and we're getting down to the end of the year here. And one of the things that you used to do, and I don't know if it's still possible to do, is to do a remembrance of all the people who passed on service in the last year. And I know that that's something that Denise has always been very serious about, is remembering those that you're taking care of and that follow-up. And so I don't know if that's something that is still, if COVID has changed that or if you're able to do any of that right now.
We have changed that around, and that's really a very important thing, and it symbolizes Fair Hope in the curative realm in the way it has to be. When somebody passes, that's it. When somebody passes on our service, we contact them initially, the survivors, and then every 3, 6, 9 months, we will just contact, a phone contact, a mail, some way. And we also... every 4 months, we have a memorial service for the folks who have passed.
That's what I'm thinking of, yes.
It's 4 months previous, and it's held at usually, we're over in a nice large church, and we show it's a little few songs to begin with, an invocation, and then we show a picture of each person on service if one was supplied. We mention their name, and if the family is in attendance, they will stand up and we will observe a moment of silence to honor that person. And it really is tremendous. It does show that we do not forget. We are always available. And when talking about our grief program, that we will contact people for as long as they need, longer than a year. Normally, it's 13 months.
That's Tracy and Ernie, right?
Absolutely. Tracy Miller does mainly the younger folks, the children. But, you know, she said, for one thing, what people don't realize, and we hear it quite a lot, somebody will be talking about Daddy. Well, Daddy happens to be 80. And the little girl is 60.
Okay,
that
right.
Relationship is still there. It never ends.
Oh, no. You're always, you know, it's always going to be your little girl or your dad. I mean, that doesn't change.
Absolutely.
And, you know, your mom is your mom, regardless of how old you are or how old your mom is.
Yeah. And so we understand that. Some people say, well, you should go to an adult counselor. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. It just depends on the situation. But, yeah, Tracy Miller and then Ernie Doling, and he does a great job. He's a retired minister. So he can belt them out when he does the singing.
I have to ask about an event coming up too, or not maybe. You know, this is the age of COVID, and you know, we're going to get through this, and we're going to remain positive. But one of the things that, again, we've talked about for years, and it's a nice little fundraiser, and everybody looks forward to it, is the cookie walk.
No cookie walk
this year, right?
No, and it's held at St. John's on the first...
I could tell that pained look on your face, Rick, because...
You had to bring that up.
I did, because I just want people to know that, you know, that's one of the things that... that, you know, is not normal this year, unfortunately.
Absolutely, and there's no way around that. And the hard part about that is it's St. John's on North Broad, and it is so picturesque. You go in a little courtyard with the evergreen trees into a stone arch, you know, the nice brick walls and the shutters. It's just wonderful location, and so many times it's snowed, even flurries.
Right.
And it's like Black Friday. We have a line about a half hour before showtime. People start gathering.
Right.
And what it is, it's a very nice concept in that there's a whole meeting room full of cookies on tables, and you can even get one cookie at a time. Many cookie walks have different arrangements. You get a container for $10. Right. You can fill it up with everything you want. My idea is get them all and crumple them into dust, and that way you can get like 10 dozen cookies in a big container.
If only you could reconstruct
them
afterwards.
That's the hard part. I haven't worked out the details yet.
Yes. But again, sadly, this year, we're just going to have to bake our own cookies, it sounds
absolutely.
Like.
Absolutely. Yeah, and then give ourselves a dollar or something. Yeah. Well, I know what. You can maybe bake some cookies and just send us 10 bucks.
You know, let's talk about donations a little bit. You know, this has been a strange year. We didn't get to do the annual meeting and celebration and awards and all the things. The celebration of life we've done down at the mill.
Right.
That didn't happen. I don't think Trash to Treasure happened, did it?
No, it didn't. And we were trying the best as we could to work out details.
And so we are very much appreciative of those folks that have put on fundraisers, the poker runs and the various things that a lot of individuals pick up the mantle and do.
Yeah, if I can interrupt here, we have to thank Ernie Cook and his gang. He puts on a poker run every year. It's called the Egg Roll Run.
Mm-hmm.
His little brother, Eddie, his nickname was Egg Roll. Yeah, Egg Roll. But his nickname was Egg Roll, and he had passed suddenly about 3-4 years ago, and it was a shock to everybody. But that event goes on. In fact, maybe 3 years ago, Ernie had said, I've done it for 10 years. I'm really tired of it. And he called me in May and said, I'm just not going to do it this summer. I said, that's fine. We appreciate it. He called me back in September and said, I guess the run's going to be in 2 weeks. Everybody was doing everything anyway. Without Ernie said, and go ahead. He had to do it anyway. It was done by someone else.
Right.
Completely organized.
So a couple of suggestions as we get into the holidays, because we do want people to give and to remember and be generous.
Certainly.
A couple of things they could do is buy the ornament for the Tree of Remembrance in honor of a loved one,
absolutely.
Right?
Yes.
They could buy a paver brick. I think they're still available, aren't they?
Yeah, there's two sizes of two price ranges.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that you can come to the Pickering House and come in and pay cash for it, or obviously mail it, or all the other avenues. But we get a lot of money otherwise. Let's say, you know, you're talking about the other fundraisers, but yes, definitely send in money if you want to help.
Exactly.
It's on your heart.
Well, let's talk about funding, because that's something that many people may not understand. Why would you ask for donations? I thought Medicare paid for hospice.
Yeah, that's a good point. And a lot of people will talk about hospice and they had to pay for various things. Medicare pays for certain functions. Basic hospice care is free. It's covered. Other services like palliative care, you can be charged for that by other hospices. When we take care of people, we do something as simple as going to get a milkshake, or we bring in two beds, or we have all sorts of little things that we do.
Music therapy.
Absolutely. We have a lot of therapies. Music therapy, touch therapy.
Aromatherapy. Yes.
Yeah. A lot of those which we do, and we do it at no charge. We have to pay these people to do it. But fundraising covers those expenses.
It's not just about the end of life. It's about quality. It's about enjoying and making the most of what you have.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, we set up at the county fairs. We set up business fairs, anything we can. And all the time when somebody comes up, I'll ask, do you have any experience? Because they look at our display.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any experience with hospice, with Fairhope? Yeah. Oh, yeah, you guys, I'll never forget.
Well, there's two camps there, Rick. There's the camp that does the beeline, kind of the big U-shaped line around.
I don't want
to talk to them. Because they're not. Death is not a comfortable topic for a lot of people.
Absolutely.
Until you've been, you had a loved one on hospice.
Yeah.
And then the other half is the ones that have. And they come up and they want to talk about it.
They can't wait. And they always say, if only I knew. That's because they didn't realize. And again, who wants to talk about it? But that's what really is important. We do just the little things. And those things sometimes cost money. So sometimes we need the fundraising to give the little things that really really impress people.
There are so many great aspects, and again, I've heard for years, I've been listening. So you can tell, I actually have listened, you know, to a little of this, and
I try to
know a little something about it. But things like No One Dies Alone, and, you know,
the military pinning.
Yeah, the military pinnings we talked about in the first segment. There's a lot of things that are like, well, why do you do that? Well, because they're important.
Absolutely, and we're about life. We're not about preventing death. We're about living life, and there are some expenses involved, and we cover them. We don't charge for anything we do.
Okay, we have about 40 seconds left in today's show. What have we missed that you want to talk about?
I can't think of anything. We've talked about the little things, which when I talk about hospice, whether we're talking about fundraising or the holidays or whatever we do, it's the little things that we do. We've covered the fundraising coming up. Mm-hmm. As far as a cookie walk, definitely we need the money. We talked about the Tree of Remembrance,
which we will talk more about that.
Yeah,
I think,
and
in the coming
we're trying
weeks.
To get that on the internet in one way or the other.
Maybe we can get a virtual Santa to show up. I don't know.
Yeah, have a green screen and have the North Pole behind him or something. But yeah, that's about it. Is we just want to let everybody know we are here 24 hours a day.
All right, and I'm going to let you do the closing because you're so good at it here.
Thank you for listening, and remember, celebrate life.